Negaim Perikei Mishnah Dalal Zechar Nishmas Moshe Kapel Ben Yehoshua. Hechalito B'Seir Lavan. In this situation, a guy was confirmed as Mitzara. Hechalit means confirmed, not quarantined, which would be Sagur. And he was confirmed as a Mitzara because the Nega has two white hairs growing from it. Holach Seir Lavan, and then the white hairs disappeared. V'chazer Seir Lavan, and then they reappeared after disappearing. So you look at him again later, and you see he's got the same two hairs, except for a little while there in the middle, they were gone. Or v'chein b'michya. He was confirmed for having two white hairs. The two white hairs disappeared, but then a michya took their place. And a michya, a healthy patch of skin in the center of a nega, is also the sign of a tame nega. So it's a different sign of tumah, but it is still a sign of tumah that he has. So his original sign was white hairs. Now there's a michya. But in Hachinami, he's still Tame. Uvapisyon, or it's spread, which is a different sign of Tumah. So the white hairs are gone, but the Michya, the Nega has spread. Batchila, whether this occurred at the very beginning when they're first looking at the Nega. Ubisov Shua Rishon, or at the end of the first week of being quarantined. Bisov Shua Shani, at the end of the second week of being quarantined. Lachra Patur, or even after he was sent home scot-free with that jury duty notice saying he doesn't have to come back. In all of these cases, and we talked about all these stages of inspection in previous Mishnayos, Harehi Kamoisha Haisa, he remains status quo. Status quo is he had a Tamei Nega. Status quo now, he still has a Tamei Nega. It's Tamei for a different reason, doesn't matter. We don't look at the time in between as being important, as being significant, because he was Tamei at the beginning and he's Tamei now. What am I supposed to tell you? So you're still Tamei. Hechalito b'michya. Let's say they confirmed him as a Mitzora for having a michya, a healthy patch of skin in the center of the nega. B'holcha michya, and the michya vanishes all of a sudden. But then b'chazra michya, by the time they inspect him again, the michya has come back. V'chein b'seir lavan, or the michya did not come back, but two white hairs sprouted from this nega. U'v'pisyon, or the nega spread. So again, same as the first case, but with a different starting point, we have a guy who started off tame, and now he is tame again for different reasons. Whether it's batchila at the beginning of the inspection process, b'sof shavua rishon at the end of the first week, b'sof shavua sheni at the end of the second week, lachar apatur, or even after he was sent home scot-free, harei hi kamoish ha'isa. He is still in the status quo of tumah, and just like he was originally. Even though the tumah now is for a slightly different symptom than the tumah at the beginning. One more case, which makes sense, because we've gone through all three. Hechalito b'pisyon, he was confirmed as a Mitzara because spreading had taken place. Holach ha'pisyon, and then the spreading vanished. V'chazar ha'pisyon, but then it reappeared. V'chein b'seir lavan, or white hairs appeared. The spreading did not recur, but white hairs took place. And so as a result, and he's going to be in trouble. Whether this is B'sof Shavua Rishon, we don't say initially, because spreading doesn't actually pertain initially. Spreading can only be examined after the first week or second week. So in this last case, we say whether it was at the end of the first week, B'sof Shavua Sheni, the end of the second week, La'achar HaPetur, or after he was found Tahar, Harehi Kemosha Haisa, he remains in his same situation, where he remains Tamei, just as he was originally. So as a result, whether it's a new reason, a new symptom, versus the original symptom, his Tumah does not go away. Mishnah Gimel. Se'ar Pekuda. Se'ar Pekuda means a residual hair, or, as the art scroll likes to translate it, a deposited hair, because they want to make the point that the word pekuda comes from the word pikadon, something that you deposit, something that you leave somewhere for safekeeping. In this case, the white hair hung around for safekeeping, even after the rest of the nega went. So we'll see that as we talk about the Mishnah. So this se'ar pekuda, this residual continuing hair, Akavya ben Mahalalel matame. So Akavya ben Mahalalel says, a nega, baheres, with such a hair, is tame. But chamim mitarim, the chachamim say, no, he's tahar. Eza hu se'ar pekuda. So what is this hair that was deposited that hung around? Misha haisa lo bahara, bo baharas. Somebody who had a baharas on his skin. Uvaseir lovan, and had white hairs in it. Two white hairs enough for him to be considered quarantined or eventually tame. Holcha habaheres. But then the nega disappeared. The skin condition vanished. Ve'inichal se'er lovan bimakomo. But the white hairs stayed exactly where they were. So the baharis may have turned the hairs white, but there's no baharis anymore. And then v'chazra, then the baharis comes back and it reappears. Now, what are we going to consider this? The original baharis or a new baharis in its place? So at the beginning, he had a baharis and white hairs. Now he has a baharis and white hairs. So what do we do? So Akavi ben Mahalal matame. Akavi ben Mahalal says, basically, it's the original one. This hair that resides, that stuck around, is a sign to confirm that the baharis was always there. Now, the problem is, though, that we know the sequence is supposed to be baharis, then hair. That's why v'chachamim mitarin. The chachamim disagree. They say the sequence must always be first the baharis and then white hair. If the baharis disappeared but the white hair stayed and then a new baharis comes, then the white hair came before the new baharis. And so we consider it a separate nega, a new nega instead of the original. Amar Rabbi Akiva, moda ani bezeh shahu tahar. Even though Rabbi Akiva frequently disagrees with Chachamim about sequencing, as we saw in earlier Mishnayos, he says, I agree in this case with the Chachamim that it is Tahar. It's considered a new Nega, and so we have to start over completely. And the white hairs are considered to be too soon before the Nega appeared. Ezehu Sa'ar Pekuda. So what is this residual hair? Rabbi Akiva continues, where I would follow Akavi ben Mahalal. So he says there is a case where I would agree that we should be machmir. That would be Misha Haisabo Baharis Kagris Uvoshte Sa'aros. If the person's original nega was a size of a kagris, this lentil, the size of the nega, and it had two white hairs in it, Vahalache Mena Kachatzi Gris, and half of the original Baharis vanished, at least half of a gris, Vahinicho Laseir Lovan Bima Ukom Habaharis. But in the place that remained discolored, the two white hairs stayed, the chazar, and then the rest of the half a gris came back, then in such a case, I would hold that it's considered the baharis before the white hairs, because some of the baharis stuck around, and so the white hairs are not considered subsequent, they're considered the white hairs are not considered to be before the baharis, because half the baharis still remain. What Rabbi Akiva is doing is changing this case into a case we already discussed in an earlier Mishnah in Perek Dalet by saying if the half goes and then the half comes and you still have the white hairs throughout, that's good enough. Amru Dol Chachamim said, Kishem Shebitlu is Divrei Akavya, Aftvorecho Einan Mikuyamin. Just as the Chachamim, or just as you, rejected what Akavya said, so what you just said is not valid either. And this sa'ar pekuda, this residing residual hair, is never going to be a confirming symptom of a nega. Once half of the kagris disappears, we ignore the other half of kagris, and whatever comes back is considered an entirely new nega, and the white hairs came before the entirely new nega. So basically, we return to what we discussed in Perek Dalet of a case where half was there before and half comes afterwards. That's not considered the proper sequence. So Akavi ben Mahalala, Rabbi Akiva tries to make it work halfway, and as we saw with the half a gris and the non half a gris, the Chachamim don't want to go halfway. It's either all there or it's not all there, and that's just the way the gris tumbles.